few years back, an acquaintance faced a really terrible moral dilemma. He wanted to buy an expensive bottle of scotch, and, incredibly, his wife opposed this desire. Fortunately, I happened to be present, and was able to resolve the impasse with a metric I call the movie pleasure unit. And now, I publicly present this useful measure of pleasure for the first time. The movie pleasure unit, or MPU, is simple in concept. One MPU is equal to the average amount of pleasure received from attending one movie. It's useful because most humans attend movies and derive some amount of pleasure from them. It's difficult to analyze the quality of that pleasure or to directly compare the amounts of pleasure received by different people, but irreducibly, each person receives some fairly consistent amount of enjoyment from attending a movie. And, moreover, we know how much a typical MPU costs. It's the price of a movie ticket, say $10. Now, given these indisputable facts, let's return to my acquaintance and his wife, and the bottle of scotch that was under discussion. It was a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label, priced at $180. $180 sounds like a lot of money, but note that it's equivalent to just 18 MPUs. Therefore, if my acquaintance could derive as much pleasure from this bottle of scotch as he could from attending 18 movies, then he was on safe ground, economically. And I felt that, indisputably, he could. Scotch, after all, is typically poured in very small measures, just an ounce or so, and then sipped over the course of an evening. And the pleasure produced during that evening is roughly equal, I submit, to the pleasure derived from a movie. So a good bottle of scotch provides about 1 MPU per ounce, and since a bottle contains about 25 ounces, the scotch under consideration would provide 25 MPUs for the price of just 18 MPUs. Long story short, he'd be losing money if he didn't buy that scotch. His wife, bowled over by my unassailable logic, agreed. Of course, he could also spend about $60 on a good single malt, such as the Ardbeg I happen to be sipping as I write, and then he'd be doing even better financially. But I didn't know him well enough to get into that discussion. Thinking in terms of MPUs helps us to maximize the amount of pleasure received per dollar invested. Consider a work of art that provides just a little pleasure, but provides it every day for the rest of your life. In terms of MPUs, you could safely spend thousands on such a piece and consider it a good investment. You can thank me later. For now, take some time to appraise your portfolio of objects and activities in terms of movie pleasure units and see how well you're investing. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.